Chapter 10, The Yoga of Divine Glories. The Holy Lord said, Now hear from me the supreme word, which I speak to you mighty armed, for you are beloved to me. I speak desiring your welfare. Neither the multitude of gods or great seers know my origin. In truth, I am the source of the gods as well as of the great seers. He who knows me as birthless and beginningless, the world's great Lord, he alone among mortals is undiluted and freed from sins. Reason, knowledge, non-delusion, forbearance, truth, restraint of sense, calmness, happiness, misery, birth, death, fear, also fearlessness, non-injury and contentment, austerity, benevolence, both good repute and ill repute, all these arise from me alone. The ancient seven great rishis and four manus with powers like me were born of my mind, and from them are all the creatures in this world. He who knows all these manifold manifestations of my power and glory becomes established in yoga. There can be no doubt. I am the origin of all, and from me everything evolves. Thinking thus, the wise worship me with consciousness, all filled with love. With minds and lives intent on me, enlightening one another, and speaking of me constantly, they are content and do rejoice. To them, the constantly steadfast, worshipping me with affection, I bestow the Buddhi Yoga by which they shall come unto me. Out of compassion for them I, abiding in their hearts, destroy the darkness born of ignorance by the shining lamp of knowledge. Arjuna said, Supreme Brahman, supreme abode, supreme purifier divine, eternal person, the first God, the birthless and all-pervading. Thus all the sages declare you, Narada, Sita, Devala, and Vyasa, and now do you too, yourself declare it unto me.